All right. Hello to you. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I'm pulling something up. Forgive me while I do this. So I got some flack here, I'll be honest, from probably a smaller portion of the listening audience than the bigger portion. But nonetheless, I still got some flack here. So yesterday, I had pointed out, as Barb Warwick, who, you know, Barb Warwick's plan is terrible. It's never going to pass, 30% tax increase. But here's where I have to give Barb Warwick credit. At least she got some kind of plan. A lot of people have no plan but hope. Hope the city's going to right-size itself. Hope the city's going to rectify. Hope the city's going to, I don't know, be at the end of a rainbow and money's going to find it. At least she's got a plan. But her plan's not very great. Keep in mind, Barb Warwick wanted to help out sex workers, too. So a lot of what she says, I just go, what is going on here? But anyhow, at least she came up with a plan. So as that was all happening, okay, the city being broke, not having any money, all of that, I noticed that not long after, incoming mayor Corey O'Connor had tweeted out about some appointments and some people he was putting into his cabinet, right? And that doesn't come to being until after he's installed, so to speak. Now, the job was the first time that I looked at this and said, I got a little problem with this. Senior Special Assistant to the Chief of Staff is a newly created position. Okay, Senior Special Assistant to the Chief of Staff. Now, this is a city right now that doesn't have plumbers, doesn't have enough cash, doesn't have plows. Its permitting system is a mess. The cops, the police officers, are at a low. And the creation of a Senior Special Assistant to the Chief of Staff is a position that's new. And I'm guessing not volunteer work. Probably a pretty healthy salary and benefits package with that. Even if you are diminishing the mayor's office a little bit, here's where it makes not a lot of sense. Dan Gilman, who's a brilliant mind, who is going to be the chief of staff, is somebody I've known since Danny was, I don't know, 10, 11 years old. Graduated, the same graduating class, with my late brother at Shadyside Academy. Dan is, he brings people together. He's insanely smart. And he is a great man. Everybody will tell you that, including Mayor O'Connor, including me. How much help does he truly need? Does he need a senior special assistant? So the job title is what I'm at odds with. Even more so than this, a 24-year-old person who worked on the Spangberger for governor campaign, worked a little bit in admission, recruitment, and training coordinator for the Biden-Harris campaign, worked in strategy for 5 months for the Harris-Walls campaign, is 24 years old, and they got a senior title with the city. That's a second layer of me saying, what are we doing spending money on someone like that who is a senior level employee, 24 years old, and doesn't have a ton of experience? Why is the job created? And if you're going to create it, a senior title for somebody who's 24 years old and only has an undergraduate degree and very limited experience. Okay, that's the second layer of me questioning when you can't get ambulances to run, when you can't get the snow picked up, and whenever permitting's a mess and there aren't enough police. Now enter the third layer, and it remains non-personal, but this needs to be pointed out for sake of full disclosure. The person put into that position is named Sophia Shapiro, who is Governor Shapiro's daughter. It's Josh Shapiro's daughter. So That being said, and I'm not kidding here, it isn't some gotcha moment. These are honest-to-goodness questions that very well may be validated. But residents of the city, and how do I know this? Because they've emailed me. Because they've reached out to me on social media. Because they've asked me. They have them. All new hires and newly created positions at this time should be deeply scrutinized. I don't care if it's some new person in public works that's at the bottom level of the salary scale. When you have a city council member talking about raising 30% tax, and then you're bringing and adding positions, there should be a deep scrutiny into any new position created. Now, I just gave you three levels to which this one definitely needs to be looked at. It's a senior special assistant. So is there a junior special assistant? It's somebody who's 24 years old with limited experience and is given a senior title with just an undergraduate degree and, like I said, limited experience. And then it is the daughter of the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You know, you do what you want to do, and you put together the cabinet that you like. And that's what is going to happen. But I'm not the bad guy for questioning this, because a lot of city residents are questioning this. It's liberating for me, and I'll be frank with you, from 2 to 6 each day, although I'd love to work 10 to 2, but it's liberating for me for the shift that I work, to come in here and not have to be loyal to anyone. As a talk show host, I'm just fair. I'm loyal to the listener, to the taxpaying citizen. I don't give one hell if some politician wants to come on my show, if he never wants to come on my show, if she hates me, if she likes me. You know why? Because that's not where my loyalty lies. It lies in asking questions, and it lies in the taxpaying citizen. Not everybody's like that. I'm never worried if somebody's going to say, well, don't say something bad about this person, because then they might not be a guest on your show. They may not text with me. I don't care. I don't care. But if you're a city resident and the governor of Pennsylvania's daughter at 24 years old just got a job with the incoming mayor in a newly created position, you have questions. How do I know this? Because you've sent them to me. So again, I'm not the bad guy, and this all very well may be validated. But that being said, just letting it fleet away in the wind and not asking or rumbling in the background in the shadows is going to get nothing done. She may be the greatest politician headed for enormous success ever. But you know what? Outline that to us. Tell us why. Tell us how. And champion that, as opposed to just folding it into some release and thinking people just see a line item and say, oh yeah, that's a new hire. There we go. There's a lot of answering that needs to be done about this. And again, the answer may be great. But until it's great, it's suspicious. All right, later on this hour, I was pumping gas today. Not as like a second job. Well, you don't really do that here. In New Jersey, I guess you still do. But I was pumping gas today and started thinking about something. Ooh, dangerous thoughts. Top of the hour, Devlin Robinson, the senator. He's trying to change the way your kids learn. He is. No two ways about that. He wants them to be locked in. So we'll talk to the senator coming up just past 4 o'clock. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Sophia Shapiro. There's nothing personal. It just, I think it needs to be validated that she's the right person to create a new job for in a city that's bleeding money at just 24 years old with a senior level position. That's it. And it's okay. It doesn't need to be adversarial. But a lot of people have that question. That's why I have that question. Mike's in Sarver. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Colin. I'm a left-handed recovering Catholic. I went to Castle and had my hand beat constantly to make me right-handed. And do you know most of those nuns did not have an education background? They weren't teachers. They wanted to be nuns, and they were forced into the classroom.
Oh, but okay. Let me think about this for a minute. Did they at some level have to pass some sort of exam or whatever, or because they were private schools, Catholic faith-based schools, they didn't necessarily have to meet the requisite sort of thresholds as regular teachers?
Yep. I taught for 42 years. They did not have to have any type of education background. The kicker is I escaped and went to middle school, public school. First day of class, first period, teacher walks in, who's chewing gum? Everybody swallows, I put my hand up. She goes, are you a wise guy? I said, no, ma'am, I'm chewing gum. Catholics always tell the truth. She goes, you are a wise guy. Go and get paddled. What's the moral of the story?
Don't transfer schools.
Lie and swallow.
Jeez. Yeah, what else?
Well, like I said, it was tough being left-handed. They just didn't want it. It was supposedly a sign of the devil, and they weren't afraid to tell you.
Yeah, that's until you played point guard on the basketball team. Then it was really beneficial. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Ralph's in Bloomfield. Hi, Ralph.
Yeah, this whole Shapiro's daughter, senior-level stuff, this just reeks of bad stuff here. Like, how does that happen? Like, someone that's 24, if you have competence, in experience, if you have competence that goes over experience, I could get it, but it smells fishy, man. I don't get that. It makes me feel, it makes me not like what I hear there.
Here's the thing. She may be brilliant. She may be great. She might be the exact person for the job, but it's actually the job being created which raises the first suspicion, in that the chief of staff is an insanely intelligent person, Stanford educated, and just a very driven guy. That does he need a senior special assistant? That's number one. And then the suspicion, I guess, grows when you see who's unilaterally installed into that position. That I wouldn't care if it was some company, but it's taxpayer money. And taxpayers are the ones who've raised the question with me. Paul's in Bridgeville. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Colin. I just want to ask two questions. One, maybe get Corey on your show that maybe they've cut some positions that her job will assume the salary of. So there's really no, you know, expense added on to the budget, which they definitely need to cut. And number two, I can't think of her name, the head of the school board for Penn Hills. Maybe they should call her, but Penn Hills was their school.
Aaron Vecchio, I believe.
Yeah, yes. And she somehow was able to maneuver to get them out of debt. And it would be interesting if there was any parallels for the city of Pittsburgh to work off of her philosophy to bring them out and still would keep the taxes down.
Well, the first thing with the city of Pittsburgh, and I'll say this, Paul, with the schools in the city of Pittsburgh, the sooner the consensus is and more people come to the realization there's no way around it, but they're going to have to close more schools, the better the school system will be. I mean, you have buildings that need to be mothballed. You have buildings that need to be sold off. Ones that need to be reappropriated to other things that people may or may not buy, but you can't continue to open them, particularly because of this. The achievement rate, too, at the city schools in some of them. It's just not high. And you have just a dwindling enrollment and one that's not going to skyrocket anytime soon. For as bare bones as it seems, there are still too many buildings. There needs to be a further consolidation. And what you have is some bleeding hearts every once in a while at a meeting, and they'll yell and scream about educational opportunities being taken against or being taken from young people. That's just not the case. It's just not. It's a sense of right-sizing, and that has to happen ASAP. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020 is that number. Coming up next, oh, man. There's a story that I heard 10 times, and I still find it impossible to believe that this occurrence happened. We'll hit news first, bottom of the hour, KDK. Ready. We're ready. All ready. Top of the hour, Devlin Robinson, Senator Devlin Robinson. He wants to change the way your children learn. Lock them in a little bit more. We'll talk to the senator coming up at 4:05. An hour after that, listen for that drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. And at 5:05, a situation I have never heard of before. Ever heard of the way to go about things. I'll get into that. That's coming up. I do want to get into something that as many times as I hear it, I can't wrap my head around it. But first, our dear friend Aaliyah. Hi, Aaliyah.
Hi, Colin.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What about the mayor's office? Why don't you figure it all out for me? Go.
I didn't know he had a daughter that was that old to begin with. I think that's just a nice way of saying that's going to be his secretary. You know, nobody wants to have the word secretary anymore. They all want a title. So maybe she's going to be the secretary and that's her title. We'll find out.
I don't think so. I think they got high ambitions. And she may be brilliantly wonderful and great. It's just whenever you're going through a budget crunch and you hire the governor's daughter, I think some people, and I don't think because I know because they've reached out to me, they have questions about it.
Well, sure. They're probably looking at it as, you know, who's kissing whose butt for her to get this job.
Well, let me try to spin it this way. Let me ask you this. Could it actually be a benefit and people just need to live with nepotism because then Shapiro might pay more attention to Pittsburgh and not Philadelphia.
That's true. There you go. Hey, we Port Authority needs love too. He rescued SEPTA, rescue Port Authority, because since that chick took over, it's just going downhill. I mean, I feel so sorry for people to stand out there and wait on the bus. I really do. The waiting on the bus is nothing like how it used to be when I caught the bus. But go to church, Colin. I want you to go to church.
Yeah, yeah, let's discuss. Why are you on me about not going to church?
And I'm getting ready to tell you why. I graduated from West Mifflin in 1986. Mm-hmm. I had a friend named Carrie. She was Catholic. Carrie died in either 87 or 88 in a traffic car accident on Lebanon Church Road.
Oh, man.
Because she didn't go to church every day, the priest refused to bury her. So she wasn't allowed to have her funeral in the Catholic church, and she wasn't allowed to be buried in the Catholic cemetery. Here, her mom had a friend who was Lutheran and went and told her priest what was going on, and he buried her. He had service there and buried her, I guess, in a regular cemetery. But, I don't have... I got a whole bunch of things against the Catholic Church because the Catholic Church has just been bad since the test of time.
well, then where do you suggest I go to church?
Family church. Go church shopping. Yeah, go church shopping and find a church that you like.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be okay. Like the one lady called in and said she goes to a non-denominational church. You can try them out.
That's what my daughter does. She loves it. They play, like, electric guitars and sing and stuff like that in there.
Yeah, see? Petra, up there in East Hills, they're non-denominational. I don't know what they do up there, but they're non-denominational church. Yeah, see, go church shopping. Find a church. Now, because I know this is going to cut me off, and I want to get this in. My youngest daughter graduated from Westinghouse. Mm-hmm. None of my kids where they kid went to elementary school doesn't exist. They went to East Seals. That's a Imani Christian now.
Right.
They went to Frick. Frick is the science and tech. My son graduated from Schindler. My middle daughter, which is my oldest daughter, graduated from Obama. First graduating class at Obama. My little one graduated from Westinghouse. Her senior year, the principal said he was tired of seeing fights on Facebook before he found out about them. So he took their phones. They go through the metal detector, and they have to put their phone in the pouch, just like you do at the Benidorm. And they put their names on them, and then they have to get their phones back at the end of the day. Obama does it. UPREP does it. Well, I saw all of Pittsburgh public high schools was doing it, but I know for a fact Obama does it, Westinghouse does it, and UPREP does it.
Well, I'm old school. I get them all. What's Obama and UPREP? What's Shenley Peabody and Oliver
Peabody
and stuff?
Peabody doesn't exist anymore.
I know it doesn't. So what school is that?
That's Obama.
Okay. Which one is, Shenley's like, you can live there now. That's like apartments, right?
Okay. Shenley don't exist. UPREP.
What's UPREP?
UPREP is the Alliance.
Oh, okay.
And that's so bad because, the school, Valerie McDonald, along with Margaret Melines' husband, they fought to get her name on that building. Margaret Melines did a lot for the school board when she was on school board.
And that's the one on Center Avenue?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Now I got it squared away. All right. Now I'm figured all out. Okay. All right. Man, thank you, Aaliyah. Aaliyah always brings me back to center. The names of the city schools screw me up now because I knew all the old Peabody, Oliver, Sifo Tech. Come on. And they went and changed them on me, and I can't keep up. So there's that. Jack's in Mount Lebanon. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Colin. How's the family?
Wonderful. Cold out there, Jack. How about it's pretty cold out there.
It is. But yeah. they didn't change them on you. They just went out of business.
Well, they did. They sort of, reappropriated some of them. And it is what it is. I guess I'm the guy that needs to get with the times, though.
Well, there was... Well, you know what my brother does for a living.
Yes.
He would say there is 9 high schools in the city. Now there's 3 or 4.
Yeah, it's much different now.
Yeah. There's a lot less kids, to scout.
There are a lot less kids to look at. So what did you do today? Did you go to Panera?
No, I didn't. I stayed up too late watching that football game last night.
Now, my son woke up this morning yelling about that the quarterback had 2 turnovers on 1 play.
Yeah, I remember that. He did. I don't understand. He threw an interception or something like that, and then the guy fumbled it, and he recovered it, and he fumbled it.
That doesn't happen every day.
No, there are 6 things. That's like this woman getting hired by Corey O'Connor.
Uh-huh.
Corey O'Connor's hoping Shapiro becomes president.
Right.
That is a step into his cabinet.
Perhaps. Look at Jack doing fancy math. Is what it is. Coming up next, I could hear this story 1,000 times, and I still have gigantic questions as to how this all could happen. I just do. All right, Senator Devlin Robinson coming your way at the top of the hour. About 5 minutes past. So there's that. Tons to talk about. We'll hear from Mike Tomlin Tuesday. It's a Tuesday, so we'll hear from Mike Tomlin before we get out of here. Then tomorrow's a Wednesday. Then it's a Thursday. Then it's a Friday. Huh. Funny how that works. Seemingly all the time. Till it doesn't happen anymore for you. So there's that. Or maybe it does. Who knows? Who knows what's on the other side? Or even if there is another side. What a conversation. That's a whole conversation. That's a whole show at some point. Maybe I'll have a medium on. But then, aren't they illegal in Pennsylvania? Can't have those people who look into a crystal ball, or those are just fortune tellers. I don't know. Bubba has one on his show all the time. Then again, Bubba has a lot of stuff on his show that I'm not necessarily sure is legal. Anyhow, this is a sad tale. It just is, that I'm about to play for you. And the more I think about it, conceptually, I'm having a hard time picturing how this all went down. I really am. Give a listen.
Michael Virgil died on a Royal Caribbean cruise last year. His fiancée claims in a lawsuit that when their room wasn't ready, they were directed to the bar. The lawsuit says Virgil was served some 33 drinks by the ship's bar.
Huh? Oh, wait just a minute. How many?
Was served some 33 drinks by the ship directed to the bar.
What? 30? Some people can't have 33 drinks in 2 weeks. But anyhow, listen.
The lawsuit says Virgil was served some 33 drinks by the ship's bar, and in his intoxicated state, he couldn't find their room, became agitated, and started trying to break down doors. A Royal Caribbean Group spokesperson says they're working with authorities and won't comment further on pending litigation. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Okay. Now, that's a sad tale. Guy died. Okay. Now, generally, normally, I fall on the side of you're responsible for your own actions. And I think I'm still there with this. Now, apparently the guy was, they tried to sedate him. They pepper sprayed him too. Did a bunch of stuff. I still am in the place of you're responsible for your own actions. You start drinking, it's on you. You're a grown adult. Nobody held you down and made you take them. Drink them. Do whatever. But 33 drinks feels like an impossibility. It just does. At what point were you not showing intoxication to the point where they said, hey, enough's enough? And would 23 have been different than 33? Would 27? Like, what was the straw that broke the camel's back to where the guy ended up dying? Now, he struggled with police or, you know, onboard security. And then he also had that level of intoxication. Should they win a lawsuit? Probably with this whole dram law stuff and everything else and how it's the responsibility of people serving. Yes, he will. I bet it never goes to court, and I bet that they settle out of court because it's a gigantic company. It's Royal Caribbean Group. So they'll give him money. But part of me still, and somebody says, you know, how do you validate it was 33? Well, if you've been on a cruise, there's no cash sort of that's changing hands. It's generally all swiped with your card. So it's easy to figure out how many drinks this guy had. It still feels like an impossibility that somebody could drink 33 alcoholic drinks in that amount of time that it takes for them to get your room ready. They'll pay the wife. She'll make money off of it. It doesn't bring the guy back. It's incredibly sad. They'll probably change a policy or two if they haven't already and fire some people. And then there's that. But the sheer ridiculousness of 33 drinks is just, honestly, it's bonkers to me. It is. It's hard to wrap my head around. Top of the hour, Senator Devlin Robinson. He wants to change the way your children learn. We'll talk to him about that in just a moment. KDK.